Atrophy. There are two epigraphs to this poem, the first a proverb. For all men, there comes a time of languishing. The second is from Catherine de' Medici. First, one must have a thirst. I no longer woke with goodwill. Waking brought the sorrow of ordinary thought, so I dreamed instead with dark resolve. I could neither settle in nor escape that place. Then evening came, and I thought, this world is like an ocean. I imagined a watery expanse at dusk, where a haggard boatman rose with unsteady hands. Looking to see if there are any fish or not, he passes by staring at the surface. 2. Once I believed love poems were foolish. Now I read love poems just for the sake of it. And yet at times I want to reach a higher state of poetry. I don't know if that's right or wrong, but such a feeling persists anyway, and sometimes irritates me, provoking outrageous desires. Once I believed love poems were foolish, yet now I do nothing but dream about love. 3. How am I to know if this is my degradation or not? This arm-dangling indolence. The sun still shines today, blue sky. Perhaps this idleness is all I have ever been able to manage. Or perhaps I only yearned for honest desires because I was idle. Ah, even so, I have never thought to be a man who only dreams. 4. Nevertheless, the good and evil of this world are not easily understood by humanity. Countless reasons that we cannot fathom govern every little thing. It's just fun if you're patient and persevere, like spring water in mountain shade. I believe all that is visible from the train, mountains, grass, the sky, river, everything, will soon melt into complete harmony and rise into the blue to form a rainbow. 5. Now, how to turn a profit, how to avoid losing face? I mean, you people who spend all your time on such things, making demands of others, I used to think your attitude was reasonable and eagerly went right along with you. But today I will come to my senses again like a rubber band snapping back. And so, within this window of indolence, I spread my fingers in the shape of a fan, savor the blue sky, and drink peace, floating like a frog on water. Night being night, I watch the stars. Ah, depths of the sky, depths of the sky. 6. But this condition persists. Although I believe I must behave as others do, I feel myself small and am even shocked by a department store delivery boy. And although the reason is always clear, trash, trash, trash of disbelief at the bottom of my heart. However absurd it seems, these two no doubt consist in me eternally, can never fall away. Drawn to the sound of music, I feel revived a little, but the moment those two die within me, ah, songs of sky and ocean, I think I know the very essence of beauty, and yet how hard it is to have no way of shaking off my idleness.